14. David and Jonathan. After David defeated Goliath, he became close friends with Jonathan. Jonathan was the son of King Saul, which meant he was the prince, the one who would normally become the next king. But Jonathan knew that God had chosen David instead, and he didn't resent it. He loved David like a brother. Jonathan gave David his own robe, his armor, his sword, and his bow. That wasn't just a gift, it was a statement. The prince's own weapons and clothing, handed to a shepherd boy from the fields. It meant, "I believe you're the one." But King Saul grew jealous of David. He had heard the women singing, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. It ate at him. He tried to kill David with a spear, twice, while David was playing music for him. David had to run for his life. Jonathan was caught in the middle. His father wanted David dead, and his best friend was David. So they made a plan. Jonathan would find out what his father intended. If Saul was at peace with David, Jonathan would signal it was safe. If Saul wanted to kill him, Jonathan would warn him. They agreed on a signal. Jonathan would go out to a field and shoot 3 arrows. If he told his servant boy, "The arrows are on this side of you," David could come back. But if he said, "The arrows are beyond you," then David had to run, because Saul meant to kill him. Jonathan went to dinner with his father. When he tried to defend David, Saul exploded with rage. He even hurled a spear at his own son. Jonathan knew the truth now. His father would never stop hunting David. The next morning, Jonathan went to the field and shot his arrows. He called to the boy, "The arrows are beyond you. Hurry, go quickly." After the boy left, David came out from his hiding place. The two friends embraced and wept. Jonathan said, "Go in peace. We have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord." Then David left, and Jonathan went home to his father's house, knowing he might never see his friend again. Jonathan was the prince. He was supposed to be the next king of Israel. That was his future, his birthright. But he knew God had chosen David instead. And instead of fighting it, instead of resenting David, he helped him. He gave David his own royal robe and his own sword, the symbols of the throne he was giving up. He stood up to his own father and nearly died for it. He did everything he could to protect the person who would take his crown. Jonathan could have been king. He chose to be a friend instead. That cost him everything, and he paid it willingly. 1 Samuel 18 through 20.